The Guardian.
Can you tell me why it was important to you to play this gig?
Well, because it is always important to emphasize the importance of nature and to preserve nature, especially here in Iceland, because nature is kind of the most important thing that we have, and the face of Iceland is the nature.
Tell me how you got involved with this issue about the dams and the aluminium smelters.
It's fairly easy for us to see that because we travel a lot and we see other places. We see the industrial revolution from where it started, yeah, which is 200 years ago. And in Iceland it happened just 100 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's fairly easy for us to see how things have evolved elsewhere, and we can compare it to Iceland, and we can see how Iceland was very late, and we can also see how we have still things here, yeah, that have been preserved where elsewhere it wouldn't have preserved.
Do you feel like maybe you're lucky in a way because you have an example of how not to do it from everybody else?
We are very privileged. We are very privileged here to have our country fairly unspoiled. And we would like to continue having it like that. Yeah. But then again, we can also think about it globally, of course. And we are in a northern hemisphere. We have had two polar bears, you know, in 2 weeks coming over here. And why? Because the Arctic is melting and they are floating on icebergs and then swim to shore, the next shore they see, which is Iceland. I remember 30 years ago, they used to come because the ice cap reached over to Iceland. So they walked over. Yeah. And just that is kind of makes you think, you know, it's kind of scary.
Considering your government seems enthusiastic at the moment to follow the smelting program, are you hopeful about the future of Iceland and the environment in Iceland?
No, I'm not really hopeful, no. But, you know, that's why we're here. That's why we're doing it, because we are trying to make people aware. And that's why we're also trying to reach people like you, foreigners, you know, who can maybe have a little different perspective on it, because maybe it's harder to turn back for other countries. But here we have a very small country with few people, and if 300,000 people unite in a certain thing, it isn't that hard. But the thing that the government here treat environmentalists as, you know, little children, but they're kind of shunned away, yeah, you know, no, you can't have that. The first thing they think of is, we have to build more aluminium plants.
So almost a sense of panic in a way.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so ridiculous, because a part of the economical crisis here is that we spent like huge amount of kroner building a dam in the highland and sinking the unspoiled land we had in Europe.
All the bands are getting artists at the moment because it's the nature of your job to travel a lot. I mean, how do you feel personally being part of a band that has to tour, obviously, for your career?
Yeah.
But that's not exactly the most environmentally sound lifestyle in a way.
We kind of do our best. We try to route the tour as environmental as we can. We can't really afford now to buy gear, you know, like Radiohead did, you know, buy gear in America, buy gear in Europe, yeah, buy gear in Japan. I mean, that's very expensive.
Yeah.
So we haven't done that yet. But we have thought about it for years and years. You can always do your best. We encourage our crew, you know, the whole thing, to kind of try to recycle what we do.
Yeah.
But it is very hard to do that.
How helpful are people like your record company or promoters in making you more kind of environmentally friendly as a band? Are they helpful at all?
Promoters can be if you ask them to be,
yeah,
but a record company, that's a different angle though. Record companies do actually, though, some of them have ideas about recycled packaging. Then again, if you have recycled packaging, it gets very expensive as well. So that can be really hard to manufacture, but it is a thing of the future. The worst thing is actually the jewel case. The jewel case is just horrible.
Yeah.
That is a horrible thing. And we are kind of against jewel cases. We've only made one jewel case in our career.
One baby step at a time in that way.
Yeah, exactly. It is hard.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.